Well, hello guys. Well, it's a Saturday night and I'm drinking Peroni. But the news items are very scarce tonight. So I thought after I've had a few drinks, which I have, I'd wing it a bit. So here is my last girlfriend I went with. Actually, no. This is a reconstructed face on a Neanderthal femon, who lived to about 40 years of age. 75,000 years ago. And I guess she must have been attractive to somebody. I do like the way they reconstructed it and put long hair on this femon. How do they know they actually grew their hair long 75,000 years ago? Apparently their skulls were not the same as humans today. This species died out 40,000 years ago. Now, I gotta admit, I know a few femons that look very similar, except they got tats. Now, I was gonna put some makeup on this and have a bit of fun, but this is history, you know. Apparently, there was a lot of interbreeding between us and them, and that a lot of us have Neanderthal DNA in us, nearly all of us. So here's a question, guys. If this is kind of what humans look like 75,000 years ago, what are we gonna look like in 75,000 years in the future? Of course, that's a bit of a mute question because I don't think we'll be here. Unless there's a cosmic event, the planet will still be here, recovering probably, getting ready for the next species that will become dominant. Well, let's hope they do better than humans have done. Quite a pointless video, really, but it did get my thirst up, which is important, as I'm going for another Peroni. Take it easy, fellas.